With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States has carried out a military strike against a Venezuelan vessel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump said it was a strike against a drug-carrying boat that departed from Venezuela.
And coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela, so we took it out.
Secretary of State Rubio said the vessel was being operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization, and he described the operation as a lethal strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump asked if he will send National Guard troops into Chicago.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets.
Over the Labor Day weekend in Chicago, 8 people were shot and killed, 20 others wounded in a series of shootings. A Senate Republican is saying no more. Joni Ernst of Iowa will not run for re-election in 2026.
11 years ago, Iowans elected me as the first female combat veteran to the U.S. Senate. And they did so with a mission in mind, to make Washington squeal. And I'm proud to say we have delivered.
President Trump dismissing rumors about his health after speculation on social media because of lack of public events over the last week. Mr. Trump attributes the rumors to, quote, fake news and says he's very active. McDonald's cutting prices on some combo meals to woo back customers who've been turned off by the rising cost of fast food. Starting next week, fast food giant says extra value meals will be 15% less. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United States isn't the only nation whose highest court wrestling with critical social matters. Mexico's first elected Supreme Court seated Monday, and observers will be watching its rulings very closely. While the previous court made rulings in 2021 and 23 to expand abortion, the new court will likely have to weigh in on the challenges to states that are trying to remain pro-life. This is SRN News. A marquee figure in basketball history has died.
Hall of Fame basketball coach George Raveling has died at age 88. Raveling's family says he, quote, faced cancer with courage and grace. Raveling was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2015 and had a career record of 335 and 293 at Washington State, Iowa, and Southern California. Raveling was later instrumental in convincing Michael Jordan to sign with Nike. He also owned the original copy of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, which he donated to Villanova in 2021. I'm Geffen Coolball.
President Trump says U.S. Space Command will be located in Alabama. It reverses a decision by Joe Biden's administration to keep it in Colorado. That decision ends a four-year battle between the two states over where the headquarters should be. More details at srnnews.com.